Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got another extremely powerful and important worldwide broadcast lined up for you. It is Tuesday, the 22nd day of May 2012. I'm going to open the phones up in this hour and also go over a ton of news. I mentioned it yesterday, but I didn't have time to play any of it because we had three guests on and we were cutting out all the cuss words. But we are going to be able to play some of the excerpts of the teacher that they've now confirmed. At first, they said it was a conspiracy theory that another teacher recorded this because they said it was abuse that was allowed to go on and they were tired of it. But the media said there's no way Obama supporters act like this. No one would say you'll be arrested for criticizing Obama. And then now it's admitted and the teacher has been suspended. And so the media is now saying maybe it is bad to talk about a sitting president. Well, I mean, in my film Obama Deception, I have clips of the news out of Missouri where the police chiefs and prosecutors go on the news and they say, if you talk bad about Obama, for example, say he is not a Christian, that is a lie. We will arrest you. I can play the clip again. People don't believe that. In fact, Watson was digging around for it yesterday to add it to his article. It's been like 3 years since I've aired it. Will you guys call Watson because he's good at ferreting stuff and have him send you? There's a Missouri and a Vermont newscast, but the Missouri one is the really hardcore one where they go, prosecutors are standing by to arrest you. You do not talk bad about the new leader. Of course, that was whenever he was running for office. And a lot of people believe this. I mean, it's like when cops walk over to you and say, turn your camera off, and you're like 100 yards away from whatever they're doing at a checkpoint. You go, but sir, I have a First Amendment. I mean, I try to be polite up front. And they'll say, turn it off. I told you to. And I said, I'm not interfering with your activities. I'm here observing this First Amendment. And then many times they say, all right, I'm about to arrest you. And I say, okay, if you have to do that, you may even beat the lawsuit because the courts are so corrupt. But you're not going to beat the ride. You need to just leave my First Amendment alone. Don't you have children? Are you threatening my family? This has happened repeatedly. You know I'm not doing that. I'm saying, do you want them to grow up in a free society? I mean, do you really think you can have cameras all over the street corners and a camera in your squad car and say there's no presumption of privacy in public, which there isn't one, and then tell me I can't have a camera on you? I'm not close to what you're doing, so stop bucking up to me. You really are acting in a shameful fashion. I mean, I've had those exact conversations. In fact, some of them are on video. Tried to protest Perry once, and they had the riot cops getting dressed across the street. And I said, listen, I don't need a permit. The city's lost a bunch of lawsuits over this. We're not blocking the road. I would need one for that. We're not blocking the road or the entrance of this hotel. This is a public street. All right, we're going to arrest you. And I said, man, you are such a criminal. I said, how dare you try to destroy my country like that? He said, that's it. I'm going to have you arrested. And then the media was there. And I go, he just said he's going to have me arrested. And the media goes over a local newspaper and said, did you just say you'd have him arrested? No, I did not. And that's when I blew up and I shouldn't have. I started screaming at him and calling him a scumbag and everything else and lost my composure. I mean, he was wrong at that point for lying. I was wrong at that point for escalating it and getting emotional. I just need to learn control. It's just that he's sitting there on video. There's video of this on YouTube. And this goes on and on and on, him saying he's going to arrest us. And then the newspaper comes over and says, is that true? No, I didn't say that. It's like, wow. No wonder you are a captain. No wonder you're in charge. I mean, my goodness. My goodness, how creepy is that? Speaking of creepy, even CBS News admits the police beat peaceful protesters all over the city. It's images of fat police women beating people. It's amazing. Also, NATO 3 say evidence against them planted in their apartment. Oh, the government wouldn't plant things in your apartment. Come on. Come on. A conspiracy theory. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Big show lined up.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All over the United States, society is degenerating. Families are falling apart. The culture is falling apart. All of this has been done by design. And police departments that don't fall to corruption are fighting the federal globalist takeover. Many others have fully succumbed. I am seeing footage sent in to us from all over the country, police telling people that they can't film them in public and coming over and threatening to beat them. I was just sent footage of a cop threatening to rape a man and then moving in to do it in public. Threatening to rape him and then acting like he's going to do it. I mean, it's totally profanity laced. No one even has this video yet. This just broke. We're going to get this up at Infowars.com in the next 15 minutes or so. And again, I don't want to just sit here and bash the police, because that falls into the globalist program of where then the good people leave the police force. And it's an us-against-them mentality, and the police feel like they're being persecuted, and it kind of psychologically puts them into a Masada standoff fortress mentality. We need to reach out to the people in the bureaucracy and explain to them that where this New World Order is going is not a good place for anybody. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 22nd day of May 2012, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And we're also going to be opening the phones up on any of the issues I raise or any of the issues that you wish to raise. Now, continuing here today with the news, let me just give you a smattering of some of what's coming up. Pistoli, the head of the TSA, says gropers being trained to feel for the crotch specifically. Continuing here, we'll also get into Facebook, IPO, CIA, and Goldman Sachs take the suckers for a stroll. Aaron Dykes last week, of course, reported that it appeared this is going to be a pump and dump with the $100 billion in stock, and it's already dropped tens of billions. And the CIA was involved in setting up Facebook. All the evidence is there. And it ties into Aaron Dykes' prediction of the suckers being taken for a ride. Because there is no government. It is corrupt elements of Wall Street who are using crony insider operations to rob everyone through banker bailouts and insider trading. So we're going to be going over that very important report by Kurt Nemo. Another report on the TSA, backlash prompts move away from pat-downs. But they're always saying that they're going to do things like that. Like, oh, we're going to stop groping people under 12. Or, first, we never groped. Or, we never strip search old ladies. We never rip off colostomy bags. We don't take little boys' shirts and pants off in public. We don't go inside the waistband. We don't go inside the pants. We don't squeeze your genitals. And then they all get caught doing it, and they say, oh, yeah, we do. We don't pat you down after you get radiation scans. Oh, actually, we do. There's no radiation from these. Oh, actually, we lied. There is. Oh, we've had them certified as safe. Actually, they haven't and have blocked a congressional investigation. I don't know how a bureaucracy blocks it, but that's just what they do. On and on and on, a culture of total deception. But the backlash is so huge that they're playing possum again, saying they're going to stop, except in special cases, the genital crushing. I mean, they literally squeeze your genitals to find out what they are. And I'm sorry we have to talk about this on air, but this is happening to women, to men, and to children. And many women cry. Many men freak out. When they go in the pants, it is absolutely horrific. A year ago, they were actually going in and grabbing in the pants physically with dirty gloves. Because of lawsuits and things, they just now stick it in up to their thumbs. That's about 5 inches with the average hand, 6 inches, and just palpate the outside of the underwear. But if you're not wearing underwear, it's over. Again, in the name of someone might have a bomb. Well, why not have a checkpoint on the highway? Might be a bomb. Well, they are doing that now. Might be a bomb in a hotel. We'll have checkpoints there. Might have a bomb in a shopping mall. We'll have one there. It's ridiculous. Then you find out the people who are involved in running this whole system are the ones financing the terrorists and protecting them and provocateuring. Over and over and over and over again, the 7-7 bombing leader, MI6 on record, a SWAT, the guy handling the Fort Hood shooter and others, known Pentagon double agent, source Fox News, Associated Press. The list goes on and on and on and on. And again, who stands to gain from all of this? The bureaucracy that gets to grow, the banksters that want a police state in place. Okay, let's continue here. 43 Catholic organizations file lawsuit against Department of Homeland Security. And this is more than just saying Catholic churches, hospitals, charities have to pay for abortions and birth control for people. They're also saying you've got to hire people who, I mean, so I guess the Buddhists have got to hire people that work at slaughterhouses and eat meat? No. Does somebody who's gay have to rent a room out to somebody who is a Baptist preacher and anti-gay? No. We all have our own rights, and the system's trying to get rid of that. But here's the deal with churches. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. There is no jurisdiction. Of course, there's no jurisdiction for TSA to be at the airports or on the highways, but they're doing it. There's no jurisdiction for the federal government to mandate sodium fluoride and hundreds of other deadly chemicals in the water, but they do it, including radioactive isotopes. You're a new listener. I'm not joking. Look it up. Reality is so much crazier than anyone can imagine, than I can even imagine. Take America. America, the freest, richest, most prosperous country. We weren't perfect, but we were the freest nation out there. The system, the New World Order global social engineers, going back 100 years ago, Rockefeller Foundation and others, we post new documents every day that are coming out on the Rockefellers from them. They said, what do? We take over medicine. We poison the food and water so that people are so dumbed down they can't resist us. And that's been the program. And so that's how you take the most aggressive, smartest, freest, most powerful nation of trailblazers and swashbucklers and inventors and scientists and ranchers and farmers and you know, that whole wagon train mentality, the slavery, people that came here through adversity, the sharecroppers, the criminals, the political dissidents, that made the most powerful country, the most amazing country, 5% of the population, half the world's wealth. And now as that Wild West liberty goes out the window, everything disappears. Everything starts melting down. Everything starts falling apart. And now they want to come in and say, this nation, with all those interesting people involved in it, but at the core, a Christian worth ethic and a Christian idea, to try to keep all that in check, and they're telling churches, you are going to hire people that aren't Christian, and you are going to take that cross down in the town square that's been there 200 years, and you're not going to have a Christmas tree, and you're not, because the minority says so? No. The system wants to be able to tell you what type of light bulbs to have, what type of washing machine, what type of toilet, what type of weather sealant, what type of air conditioner, what type of meter outside your house, what type of Christmas tree you can have, what you can do at the school holidays, now, you know, fall or winter holidays. They are changing the language to set the precedent that government controls language, and that's where you get a teacher like this one. Let's play a few of these Jim quotes. This has now gone mega viral. Steve Watson and Paul Watson both wrote about this yesterday. But this report, a teacher yells at student, says it's a criminal offense to criticize Obama. The media is spinning this like she was mean to him because of what he said. But no, she was saying it's a criminal to criticize the president. Well, isn't that what the whole system says? That's what it is when a cop comes over and says, don't aim a camera at me 100 yards away on a public street or I'm going to arrest you, and they do. That's saying, don't aim a camera, don't cover us, don't watch us. In Mexico, the drug cartels go after the press. What do you think is happening here? The press is being targeted. And look out, police, because when you knock down the last checks and balances, I've got articles where police are now telling people nationwide, bring your money in to get your son out of jail for drunk driving or whatever the case is. bringing in cash, and when the mother gets there, or the father with cash, they take it on the spot, and the police are defending it, saying, well, it could have been drug money. And they do this thing where they test the cash, and almost all money has some drug residue on it, and they claim that's the pretext to take it. That's just a group of highway criminals. Let's go out to break with the teacher, and we'll come back with a longer clip. Here it is.
As a social studies teacher, I cannot allow you to slander any president in here.
Yes, ma'am.
Past or current.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hold on a minute. Do you realize that people were arrested for saying things bad about Bush?
It doesn't matter.
Do you realize you're not supposed to slander.
I'm not slandering. I asked a question.
But I'm saying to you.
Hit pause right there. That's what the police said in Missouri back during the last campaign. They said, if you talk bad about the president, that is slander. We will arrest you. Now, slander is proven in court. So is libel and defamation. If you say Alex Jones murdered 9 children and has them buried in his basement, and that's not true, that is slander, defamation. If you print it, it's libel. Then I can be held civilly responsible. Okay? That is not the case. But they preemptively, that's what I've been told before, by people that are told to shut up in colleges, you name it. They say, don't criticize the government. Don't say the CIA brings drugs in. That's slander of the government. Really, I thought that was the First Amendment and what the founders said. See, everything I stand for is really simple. It's what the founders stood for. Everything the globalists stand for is 180 degrees against that. Founding fathers, common sense, honor, truth, justice, liberty, renaissance. Globalist death, destruction, bondage, humiliation, enslavement, poverty. We'll be back. All right, I want to get back into the assault on the First Amendment here. And then we're going to come back and get into some more news and then open the phones up. But there's a point I always mean to make on air, and it's something that I don't make. In fact, this is a point I don't think I've really ever made. And it's so incredibly central that I'll just announce here I've dropped the ball in a gigantic, horrendous way. People see the good in society and they see the positive things that are happening and they end up attributing that to the controllers. But the controllers at the top are very, very sophisticated. They put up all these billboards with public service announcements, a lot of it reasonable, good points. But it's done to put the government in the position psychologically as the parent lecturing to you like you're bad. And you notice, since government in the last 50, 60 years has taken on the parent role, parents don't act like parents, they act like children. In fact, many globalists admit that the state is like a parent, the big brother, the big mommy, the big daddy. And I'm getting around to my point here. People 50, 60 years ago would be insulted by constant messages telling them to do simple, common sense things. But the system does that so that it looks like it cares about you, and people that work for the system kind of buy into they're the daddy, you're the child, sit down and shut up, which is completely backwards in the hierarchy. It's the people and then the government. We are the government. So Romans 13, submit to the will of the people. Within the constitutional confines, because you can't have a manipulator come to power who, you know, manipulates 51% to say kill the other 49. Now, the point I never make is this. There are parallels in history of good people working at different levels of knowledge for good. And so there are good charities. There are good people in government. There are good ideas. There are good corporations. It's not one monolithic system, but good is done pretty much in an uncoordinated way, whereas the New World Order crowd admits they're good at long-term planning. See, they sell us on short-term planning, in quarterly planning, while they are really thinking in 25, 50, 100-year plans. And then we're told, oh, Western governments are just in a year-to-year program. That's only on the surface in the false political system in which most people reside. But it's much deeper and much higher. Their systems below and above the narrow spectrum that the system tries to keep people in. And so you hear that term, getting off the reservation, getting outside the box. That doesn't mean believe everything I'm saying. It means simply looking for depth, looking for the deeper meanings, looking for things in a more complex way. And again, it sounds like something very simple. I'm like, this is very profound. There are parallels of good. Well, there are parallels of good throughout history. And so there are competing systems. It's not all bad. And the globalists aren't in full control. They're trying to get full control. That's why they want a global government. That's why they don't want any nation to be too powerful. That's why they want to deindustrialize the United States. It's not because they want to equalize all the nations towards a greater good, which wouldn't work historically, but that's what they sell mid-level globalists. They actually believe they're doing something good. When you get into deeper globalist documents that are public and have leaked, it's really about a post-industrial world where the elite are waging war against prosperity and wealth and intelligence and true Renaissance-type deep understanding in the population, because you can't control people like that. They're going to want freedom. They're going to want transparency. They're going to want liberty. They're not going to like bondage. They're not going to like seeing people hurt. So they try to sell us on being predators, and they're trying to twist our will with propaganda and excuses and things to make torture and secret arrest and an overthrow of the Bill of Rights and Constitution look sexy. And the system is also demonizing the Bill of Rights and Constitution and capitalism. The system does all this in the name of the Republic, in the name of America, in the name of capitalism, when it's the complete opposite. It is a crony, fascistic, insider monopoly system. And then you see Time Magazine, Newsweek, all of them demonizing the Constitution, demonizing free market and saying it did this. Free market gives you incredible choices. Free market gives you a wide spectrum of jobs. Free market gives you a chance, if you want to even halfway work hard and be charming, to be incredibly successful. I've studied history. You've studied history. It's common sense. Look at what communism delivers. Abject hell on earth, except for a tiny 0.1% who don't even live in that much splendor, but they've got power of life and death over people. And see, the real globalist elites, they want the power of life and death. They like killing. That's what they're looking for. You understand? There's only so much money these people can enjoy. It's the final countdown to 2012. And we'll still be here after 2012, ladies and gentlemen. You just watch. The globalists are always pushing things like this to make you think it's the end of the world, so that people won't stand up and take action. So you'll feel defeated. So you'll think that your life is over and that you have no power. So you'll be involved in a mass Stockholm syndrome, normalcy bias of cognitive dissonance. I am getting ready Sunday to get in the RV so I can see the United States and talk to people and report on things from the road. I'll be doing the broadcast each day. Mike Adams is going to sit in one day. Also, John B. Wells does a great job on Coast to Coast AM. Is going to be sitting in one day during Bilderberg. And I'll be sitting in with them as well from the road. And it looks like there's going to be probably over 1,000 people or more right now have pledged on Facebook and other places that they're going to be there in Chantilly, Virginia, right outside D.C. Everyone needs to be there. And we're going to be putting an article out again tomorrow with places, dates, times, my idea of where I think we should rally, some of the things we should do. But there's going to be a lot of alternative media there. It's forced the mainstream media to cover it. There was another Politico article out on Bilderberg today, and another in Salon. In fact, there's over 100 articles out in the last 2 days just in the Google News area. If you put in Bilderberg and click Google News, it was 132 articles this morning I saw in the last 24 hours. So yesterday and this morning, I call that 2 days. It's really just 24 hours. Before, you would never see anything like that. And so now they're having to go, okay, it does exist. Yeah. People that end up being president secretly meet there. What's the big deal? Yeah, they want global government. Look at this kook, Alex Jones. He's bad because he's right. He's bad because he's a trailblazer. And so is everybody else like Jim Tucker and all of you out there that took action. You're just bad. It's terrible what you've done. Sure, open world government's being announced, and it's just terrible that you're not going along with that. You know, the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, you read their documents, their little public intelligence reports they put out. My dad gets mailed them. Other people I know, other quote, professionals get these monthly little glossy magazines, and it's like, look at this crazy guy, Alex Jones. He believes there's a plan by big banks to set up a world government. I got to dig those out. I've got those somewhere. Well, this is like 5-6 years ago they were putting out reports on us. They were doing it 15 years ago, but 5 years ago they did a whole bunch, 5 or 6 years ago. And it's like, now they're saying, oh, these kooks don't like the world government. I thought it didn't exist. I mean, think of all the police out there that have gotten constant training manuals for at least the last 20 years saying those that believe in a plan for megabanks to take over the world and the UN to take over control of resources and education in the U.S., they're crazy, dangerous people. And if you see a Get Us Out of the UN sticker, you'd be advised, officers, to pull them over immediately, because you're probably dealing with a terrorist or a cop killer. And now everything we talked about came true, but it's like these terrorists don't like the world government that's here to save everybody. I mean, everyone remembers the media saying this didn't exist. Now it exists, but you're bad if you don't like it. Now let me go back to this story, and then I'm going to give the number out right now. The toll-free number on any of the issues we've been covering is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And it's a free-for-all, as Ted Nugent would say. Okay, continuing here. Again, teacher yells at student, criminal offense to criticize Obama. We mentioned this yesterday. We had an article out in the morning on it. It's since gone mega viral. The teacher's now been suspended. It's been confirmed to be a real tape. The media tried to say it was a conspiracy theory. Nowadays, if Waco blew up in flames, they just say conspiracy. That didn't even happen. There is no Waco. And half the yuppies on fluoride would say, okay, whatever you say, boss. And, you know, the teacher said you can be arrested. It's a criminal offense to speak out against his lordship. It's a 10-minute video. Here's some of the excerpts. It hasn't been edited except for the cuss words. And, boy, there's plenty of those. Imagine, this is standard public school in America in a city. I see videos like this all the time. And they tell them, it's the law to take the shots. So they give kids shots. And the parents say, hey, that's illegal. And they go, see if the police will do anything. Hey, you took my 11-year-old for an abortion. Word is, it's one of the teachers got her pregnant. I see these cases all the time in the news. The police aren't going to do anything, punk. Ha ha, your daughter's eyes. Ha ha ha. Anyways, that's how they work. So it's the state. And this is who's teaching your children. This woman, obviously, would love to send myself or you to a re-education camp. And the young man who's quite articulate, he keeps saying, I'm not trying to slander him. He's trying to agree with the teacher. It's not slander to disagree with somebody. It's not slander to say Obama's a crook when he is, shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, getting caught lying. It's not slander to say John Corzine's a crook. Sue me, John Corzine. Truth is the total defense. Truth is, if I get up here and say, Pepsi, in these news reports, and Pepsi hasn't denied it, in fact, they fought to have their shareholders not be able to stop it, is putting fetal tissue in their drinks as flavoring. I mean, if that isn't true, see, new listeners think, oh, this is some crazy stuff. You think I'm on XM and over 100 stations, AM and FM, and been on air 17 years and haven't been sued? I mean, I've been sued by a schizophrenic. I think twice, and it's like crazy stuff that I'm the devil and, you know, stuff like that. You've got to just do a filing that obviously this is insane or, you know, stuff like that. But technically, I've never really been sued, knock on wood, because I believe I'm telling the truth. There's no malice aforethought. That's important. And B, I'm almost always going off legislation, documents, eyewitnesses, things like that. So if you're a new listener, you're going, fetal tissue? Yeah, folks, almost every vaccine out there. Even if it's grown on eggs, the original batch that it's produced in and then mass produced is from fetal tissue. You've heard about stem cell. That's code word for babies. So, see, oh, one day it's all stem cell. It'll heal the blind, heal the back. They never told you they could get even better stem cells out of breast tissue. They can get it out of men, different fatty deposits. There's a lot. They want the mass-produced, cheap baby flesh. They're aborting millions a year here, tens of millions a year in China, in India. This is some valuable beef product, long ham product, as they call it. Okay? They take your blood at birth. They think they own you. 800-259-9231 is the number to join us. We'll get into all the other news. We have some big guests coming up as well. But right now, let's go to the teacher. And we aired this on the nightly news last night, the excerpts of it for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Here is a few of those excerpts of Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, where you don't talk bad about the president. And he says, but people can talk about Romney. Romney wants to be Obama. He isn't Obama, so he can't. And you could tell this woman is feeling powerful through Obama. Yeah, I mean, I make the joke, people used to love George Bush like he was their daddy. I was at dinner with a really smart guy who knows about the New World Order, knows the West is funding Al-Qaeda and terrorists as a pretext to be over there, knows they're growing the opium, knows it's about the lithium, knows it all. But still is like, yeah, well, when we're over there, I'm sure he's training some of the military and people, but it's not our military. It's not our government. And it's like, he's, well, you know, but he's mad because buddies have been killed, so he wants to kill everybody over there. And my whole point is, but this was all artificial. And it's like he just still couldn't register that, even though he knew all the facts and is smart. There was the cognitive dissonance of, yeah, but they hate us. Well, yeah, because for 60, 70 years, the West has been over there stirring those people up and putting radicals in every time those countries try to build themselves up. Yeah, there are a bunch of radicals in the Middle East and other areas. Have you looked at how the State Department and others radicalized them on purpose and paid to put in radical madrasas? Even the Washington Post admits they did free school books for the kids in the Middle East, where it talks about jihading evil Westerners and four hand grenades plus equals seven. And he just couldn't register that. And I'm like, the other guy's there. And I'm like, well, you know, the government killed Pat Tillman. He goes, yeah, I know that. But Pat Tillman's still a hero. And I'm saying, well, yeah, he gave up. The football contract went because he believed in it. But then he was even more of a hero when he found it was a fraud. He said, I'm going to expose this. And the Pentagon said, we want you to get out, just go back and be a big Ranger hero for propaganda purposes. He said, you know what? I'm just going to stay here, but for my buddies, not for you. So I get why, but that's the trap. They get you into the fight. Now it's your buddies that are over there getting killed. You're mad. You want to go over there and kill the guys that are killing you. They're killing you because they're mad. It's called a vendetta, and men do that. That's normal. 5,000, 6,000 years ago, somebody kills somebody in your tribe. You're going to go back, and you're going to find them, and you're going to kill them. I get that, but the globalists are scientific. They're using sociology, anthropology, psychology to understand how men operate and how women operate to push our buttons, to pull our chain, to pull our string. And you've got to get above that, above emotion. And then once you make a cold decision, then use your emotion as your passion to fuel yourself. There's a place for emotion, but you have to control it. And go, wait a minute, this whole thing's staged. Okay. But it's a side issue when I'm ranting. The point is that TSA is under attack because you're doing things that are wrong. They put you in a position. Everybody hates you now. Some of the people come and are cowards and act like they like you and go, I'm sorry people are getting on to you. And you smile at them and I'll barely pat your genitals down. It's all right. It's like a little sick sympathizer, collaborator thing. This has all been worked out. We're all singing to somebody else's sheet of music. We've become drones, puppets. That's why they call everything a role. You're in this police role. You're in this educator role. You're in this bureaucratic role. And you're supposed to follow the role. And the more you play the role, that means being cookie cutter, like an automaton, a biological android, the more you excel in the system. And so that allows central programmers with their teleprompters and their scripts to fully control society. Well, let me explain something. I'm off the reservation. I'm not following anybody's role or script except the founders, because I've read Plato. I've read Nietzsche. I've read Cicero. I've read it all. Let me tell you, Thomas Jefferson's got my number. Patrick Henry's got my number. Those guys took the pure synthesis of all that knowledge, and they had it right. They produced the best system. They know what's going on. And you know who do I follow? I'm in that role. Okay? That's the shoe that fits for me. That's what makes my boat float. That's what built this country. That's what works. That's what's got the proof. That's what wins the Super Bowl every year if you just implement it. Okay? You want prosperity? You want freedom? But see, the problem is you get that much freedom, you get prosperity, and you become decadent. You become corrupt. Corruption gets institutionalized, and you are what we are. Rome about to fall. Let's go ahead and go to Rome. This is Rome, a power-tripping bureaucrat. This woman sounds just like the women. Cops, big, fat. I mean, I'm not bashing fat people because I've been a little overweight, but there's something about giant fat women with batons beating peaceful protesters and laughing because it's like their ego, and there's these big, giant, self-propelled stomachs beating people that may not have all the answers but at least have the First Amendment or trying to do something, protesting NATO and all these wars and narcotics trafficking. And I saw the video this morning, in fact, I meant to give it to you guys, of these big, giant police women with nobody resisting them beating people with batons in Chicago. And, I mean, if that isn't pathetic. And they're smiling, they're laughing, and oh, it's so pathetic. And that's what big government gives you, a world where all these nobodies, I mean, a somebody is too prideful to want to go and beat people with a billy club. You know, somebody who's got respect for themselves would only use a billy club on somebody when they had to. And somebody who's somebody would have to hold back not to kill you with the first strike. But somebody who's a nobody has got all this stuff to prove, and it's totally sick. It's totally, totally sick. I mean, I'm talking about women whose rear ends are probably 4 feet across, okay? I'm talking about self-propelled hippopotamuses beating peaceful people in the First Amendment, and now clearly they set up these people that, you know, one of them has a criminal record for getting drunk on tequila and breaking into a swimming pool. If that was the case, I'd be in jail because I did some stuff like that in high school. You know, climbing fences and stuff, jumping in the swimming pool. Even though your friend's got a swimming pool, let's go down to the community pool and climb the fence and, you know, jump in the pool. Let's throw the pool furniture in. Used to, you know, the cops would just come and, you know, take you home and you get in trouble. Nowadays, you end up dead. But side issue, let's go ahead and go to this tape. Here it is.
I'm not respecting. I had a question. All I have is a question. You freaked out.
No, I told you. Do not.
It was a question. It was a question.
Because I'm going to tell you something now about me. As a teacher, I'm not supposed to allow you to disrespect the President of the United States. I'm not.
I didn't disrespect him. I was asking questions.
You don't have to do it. Always do.
I have different beliefs. Whenever Bush was in, everybody talked about Bush. Everybody did.
No, everybody was shitty.
And see? Everybody talked. If you ever said anything bad about Bush while he was in office, say something.
Sit down a minute. Do you realize that people were arrested for saying things bad about Bush?
It doesn't matter.
No, do you realize you're not supposed to slander?
I'm not slandering. I asked a question.
But I'm saying.
It's not slander, Dad. I'm unbelievable.
You're not supposed to slander. People were arrested for saying derogatory things about Bush.
You would have to say some pretty effed up crap to get him to be arrested. Because they cannot take away your right to have your opinion or your freedom of speech. They can't take that away even if you threaten the president.
Sweetheart, you know, everybody thinks that when you're arrested, they're supposed to be able to read your rights to you. But they don't read your rights to you every time you're arrested. Did you know that?
I've never been arrested.
But did you know that, though?
No.
Okay.
It just
okay. So that's what I'm telling you. I'm saying that to you. I'm saying, yeah, some people did talk bad about Bush. But the thing about it is, he was the president of the United States, and there were people who were arrested or reprimanded for saying some things for bad things.
Listen to this idiot.
But
that's who teaches your children.
But see, the thing about it is, guess what?
How much you want to bet this woman looks like a hippopotamus?
He was a man at the time, so had to deal with what had to be dealt, right?
Oh, yeah, but you got to deal with the president.
That's right.
But still, though.
As a social studies teacher, I cannot allow you to slander any president. in his.
Yes, ma'am.
Past or current.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, yes, tyrant. Yes, yes, ma'am. And it just goes on and on. There's like 10 minutes of it. I'm sure you've already heard it. Again, we would have aired it yesterday, but we had three guests on. But to listen to this really, really is disgusting. And I've seen him kick people out of school, like Mr. Wanick. He's now out of high school because he said vaccines are dangerous and talked to other students. And they're like, that's it. You're in trouble. You're not allowed to do that in America. And you've got these people in bureaucracies everywhere. I mean, imagine the police arresting people nationwide for filming them in public. I mean, that's crazy criminal. They have become what North Korean police are in many cases when they act like that.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's start going to your phone calls here. And then coming up, we're going to get into the economy, world news, and more. We've got some medical news as well that's extremely important. And I've got 13-year-old among two arrested on suspicion of possessing stolen military weapon. This came out a few days ago, and I meant to get to it, but I was reading the full story again yesterday. It was a Laws rocket tube. You can buy at any Army-Navy store. Just a plastic tube, and then he had a BB gun, and they called it weapons on the news and arrested him because a neighbor saw him with a BB gun, and then they found the toy Laws rocket. I remember being a kid buying those in Army-Navy stores. We would run around with those. We'd stick Estes rockets in them. This country's scary. I mean, they are looking for terrorists so bad. They're like, look, beer-making equipment. Your life's over, boy. Look, a BB gun, sir. That's it. Arrest them. They're videotaping us. Arrest them. They got a lot of private prisons. Got to fill them. Let's go to Carl in Oregon. Carl, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
My brother from another mother. How are you this morning?
Good.
All right. This is not an attack call. This is just a grievance call. I'm just like where you were maybe 15, 20 years ago. I'm getting started as a researcher here in the Northwest. I call it Northwest Truth. Bringing truth to a world of lies. That's my mission.
Good.
My problem is I'm having difficulty getting a resource. This is the type of person I am. When somebody challenges me...
I remember you've called twice about saying a preacher called you aside and told you not to talk about the New World Order or something.
Exactly. Well, he said that.
I got to let you go, sir. I mean, you keep calling here saying you want to talk to... Have me be your secretary and get you a hold of people. I just can't do that. I mean, I'm not an operator service. I barely have time to see my children. That's really one of my sore spots right there. We don't screen your calls, and people just kind of get something in their idea that I'm going to get them in touch with somebody. We got people that call them every day and say, you're going to get me in touch with Ron Paul, as if I can get in touch with Ron Paul easily. I used to, could. It's super hard. They got that guy running 24/7 on the road. Richard in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'm really happy to get through to you. Thank you.
Welcome.
If I can be fast enough, I'd like to go through two suggestions and two bumper stickers. So this is what I've been trying to call in for quite a while. The first suggestion, up to you, but I would really like it if your organization could start a group. And I think the name of this group would tell you what it's about. It's called the Northern Affluence Freedom Center. And I think there's a lot that could be done with that. Maybe somebody can digest that and see if it's worth it.
Man, I tell you, these calls, I got to be honest, I just don't understand. Maybe I'm stupid. Like a guy calls up and wants me to get him a hold of somebody like Fritz Springmeier over and over again. And then you're telling me about a Northern Affluence Center. I don't understand.
Let me explain real fast because I don't want to use up my time. The Southern Poverty Law Center, I think you've heard of those guys. We talk about them all the time.
Yes.
This is the antidote. Northern Affluence Freedom Center. It's the total opposite. If you don't like the idea, it's okay. But that's what it was about. The second thing is as far as Fukushima goes, which is like Mike Adams was talking about, it being the most immediate threat to survival in the Northern Hemisphere because of the structure that's about to collapse. HHO gas has a potential for neutralizing radiation, and maybe somebody can do something with that. Going real fast here, the two bumper stickers, I was going to call up as fairness police, but I wasn't up to it this morning. And I was going to say that, oh, you're talking too much about Ron Paul, and we need you to put out two bumper stickers. One is Fascists for Peace, Reelect Barry Satoro, and I want a mushroom cloud with red, white, and blue in the background.
Beautiful idea, sir, and that's a great idea. We need an organization that is the counter to the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Slime Center.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, we're going to cover medical news for a while, then we're going to have open phones in the hour coming up after that with a huge blitz of news. We've already covered quite a bit, but I got a bunch of medical news coming up after the break. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to John in New York. John, welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
I'm a long-time listener, but first-time caller. To talk about the teacher there, that's very interesting because I was a teacher, and I saw all kinds of things like that. It's been coming over the last 15, 20 years. There have been a lot of things we had to watch for kids, you know, being abused and such and had to report it. They had us doing all kinds of things like that. And now with this, you know, this teacher saying you can't criticize the president, that's pretty ridiculous.
Well, it's not happening in a vacuum. I've got TV news where they said, talk bad about the president, you'll be arrested in Missouri. I mean, that's on record. They admit they have re-education camps. Police are arresting people for filming them everywhere. The system is trying to create an atmosphere that there is no free speech. Look, free speech isn't just your speech on the street. The big part is religion. Look at how they're telling churches, not just the Catholic Church, but they're fighting back that they've got to pay for abortions and birth control, that they've got to hire people that aren't part of their faith. I mean, that's ridiculous. Can I go to a Jewish synagogue or a Muslim mosque and say, hey, I'm a pig slaughterer and I'm a Satanist and I'd like to work as your accountant? And they're like, no, we're not going to hire you. We don't hire Satanists. And then I sue them? I mean, this is ridiculous.
That's my point. Yeah, all of these things have not been happening just instantly. These things have been coming on for, you know, 25, 30 years now. I remember a comment to my father-in-law. I was always precocious, and that's because I always think outside the box. And I was looking at all the things that were going on, and way back in, you know, Reagan-Bush era, and I was looking at all the economic things, how they were manipulating the economy. I said, you know, they're just going to make America a third-world country. My father-in-law, he said, that's correct. Yeah, he was a director of community relations for Cornell University during that time.
And we've got a bunch of spoiled brats that run around and think they're part of the power structure who enjoy, I call them collaborators, they enjoy the darkening skies. They enjoy nightfall in the Republic. They think they're going to get this power and have fun in this authoritarian system. And all they're going to get is their head stoved in.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
But we're not a third world country. We're becoming one. The system wants to make us one. But there are millions of people, probably 50, 60 million, who have not drunk the Kool-Aid, who'll never go along with them. And the system's answer, as the weatherman told Obama and the rest of them, is they're going to set up giant camps and try to arrest us. Well, you're not going to, because we're not Russia or Germany. We have guns, and we're going to use them in defense. And you can call us terrorist all day. Everybody knows you're the terrorist. It's not us. We're doing everything we can to try to fix this peacefully.
The irony is that I have five sons, and I can't convince anybody of any of these things, no matter how much I try. And they all like Obama, and they want, they think these things are wonderful.
Really? Do they think 20 plus billion to move General Motors out of the U.S.? I mean, paying to, it's one thing to have tax incentives to get the jobs to leave. Again, they just watch TV and believe that's real. See, the smiling people, the teleprompters, and acting like, oh, let's see what the public thinks. But it's all in a controlled, narrow spectrum. And look, don't lose heart, because it's always darkest before the dawn, the cliche goes, because it's true. People that are in a trance, everything seems real till they come out of it. And things are going to happen to them that are going to break them out of their trance. You make sure the seeds are planted.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live into another hour of The Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Alex Jones. It is Tuesday, the 22nd day of May, 2012. Coming up in the next hour, we'll continue with Peter, John, Daryl, Jeremiah, and others. But what I may do is actually have to call those people back if they want to give us their numbers. We can open up my own phone system here and keep them on hold, now that I think about it, because I wanted to get Dr. Joel Wallach back on because of popular demand to have him take at least a half hour of phone calls for questions from people. Because so many times we get him on and then we say we're going to take calls and then 100 calls come in and we can't go to two or three. So I wanted to get him back up today and start having him on at least once a month, because the listeners really responded in a positive way. And if I'm enjoying something and finding it informative and my audience really loves it, well, then you're going to hear more of it here on the broadcast. But I wanted myself to bring up some other issues with Dr. Wallach first. And that's for my research, the diet that Americans ate, we would see today as even more unhealthy than the diet we have on the surface. More fat, more red meat, more chicken fried steak, more fried chicken, pie at lunch, pie at dinner. But people were skinny. They were healthier, like the French. The French have what they would call an extremely unhealthy diet, but there's no preservatives. They smoke cigarettes like trains. They drink like fish, and they live on average, I was looking, about 8 years longer. Same thing with the Japanese. They eat a lot of stuff you'd call unhealthy, but nothing like the French. What happened to Americans? Because when I see these articles in the media, it's always, let's reduce salt, or let's reduce just fat, period, or let's reduce just basic sugar. And I'm not saying sugar straight up is good for you. It obviously isn't overall. There's no discussion of aspartame, of MSG. There's no discussion of GMO, that in all the studies, you just type in GMO causes organ failure and sterility in lab rats. And it's just hundreds and hundreds of articles with hundreds and hundreds of studies, thousands total. Literally, it's in the thousands in the last 50 years. That's why they wouldn't approve it till the 70s and 80s. And now it's basically in everything. I mean, it's hard to get away from. And it has its own pesticide grown in it that kills the bugs, but they say it's safe for you, many varieties. This is some scary stuff. The honeybees are dying. Farm animals are having weird health problems when they eat GMO. I've talked to the vets about that, and they're getting away from it. A lot of the animal feeds are trying to get away from it because there's all sorts of craziness going on. All sorts of craziness taking place here. And meanwhile, here's this headline. Chefs call proposed New York salt ban absurd. Well, Bloomberg doesn't care. He says he's going to go ahead with it. And if they catch you with salt, it's like $1,000 fines, jail the next time. And no discussion of getting clean water. No discussion. I mean, they tell Alzheimer's patients don't get essential fatty acids. They tell people, don't get minerals when there's literally, you know, they have scurvy. I see old people everywhere and they have scurvy. I mean, their skin's breaking down, their old scars are opening up. That's scurvy. So I saw an article in the Associated Press just a few days ago. Reuters, it's all over the news where they were saying, we need to give healthy people statins. We need lithium in the water because people are upset. They say people want to commit suicide or they're depressed. Or if you have a car wreck, they want to put you on it. And then it admits that it causes suicide and psychotic behavior in the insert. So they know what they're doing it. They know exactly why they're doing it. NHS, that's in England, should consider giving statins to healthy people. They're talking about giving three-year-olds and up in the U.S. statins, putting it in the water supply. This is being done by design. This is eugenics. So I wanted the first 15, 20 minutes with Dr. Wallach before we open the phones up to get him on with us and bring this up because I have some new news on the health front as well. Exactly what Wallach's been saying for decades. Saturated fats make people dumber. That's the Atlantic. But they just say meat, period. No, it's burnt meat. Here's another one out of Mercola. Hardens your arteries. Odds are 6 to 10. You're consuming this poison ingredient daily. It's actually 7 and 10 from my research. 70% of the country has fluoride. It's fluoride. All the big studies out on that. Hardening the arteries. Increasing problems in the joints. Continuing here. FDA accused of mass homicide of 1 million Americans each year. It breaks down all the numbers. Incredible. We're going to be going over that. Drinking high fructose corn syrup really does make you stupid. Another big study out we're going to be going over. That's Yahoo, Science Daily, and Natural News reporting that. So that's just some of this. We're under a chemical biological holocaust. Now, Dr. Joel Wallach joins us today via video Skype. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv on the radio, hearing the superior audio quality of Skype, it's revolutionizing radio that's getting so good. The audio quality of the guests now, it's like they're in studio. Dr. Joel Wallach has published numerous books, bestsellers on dietary deficiencies and their result and effects, and the fact that it causes a lot of the disease out there. He conducts 300 lectures annually. And, of course, he's the host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. He has worked for 30 years in veterinary pathologist at several institutions, universities, and just goes on from there. And he's got other degrees as well. He taught nutrition at the National College of Naturopathic Medicine in Oregon, became a primary care physician with a naturopathic degree. And it just goes on from that point. And Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Doctors have one of the lowest life expectancies out there. I think only worse is gays and gangbangers. That's just a fact. But Dead Doctors Don't Lie. He joins us now. So you heard me give that preface, Doc, of what's happening. There, I see the system, while they kill us by design, you know, make us sick and then sell us treatments that don't actually cure us. They, you know, they treat the cause of what they've already done. They always look for the cure and not the cause of breast cancer being up 2,000 to 3,000 percentage points and every other neurological disorder, diabetes, type 2, you name it, neurological disorders in young people skyrocketing. Now they're scapegoating salt and fat, period. What's happening here with this new nanny state saying we're going to force prescription drugs on you and we're going to tell you what you can eat? Dr. Wallach.
Yes, well, thank you so much, Alex. First of all, I want to applaud you for being so up on this information and getting it out to the general public. We are in a war. There's no doubt about it. And you are the point of the spear. You are the Marines for protecting Americans, and I love you for it. And just to kind of reiterate some of the things you've said, they're definitely trying to get statin drugs into kids. This is came out just 2 years ago. The American Academy of Pediatrics said this is the strongest pronouncement they've ever made, was to get kids under 8 years old on statin drugs to prevent heart disease. Well, heart disease is not caused by elevated blood cholesterol or triglycerides. And I said that in 1971. It's actually published in an international paper published out of Denmark in Acta Pathologica in both Danish and English. And I said at that time, after 20,000 autopsies, elevated blood cholesterol and triglycerides have nothing to do with stroke, heart disease, clogged arteries. It's actually the inflammation from eating fried foods, processed meats, and using oils as salad dressings and so forth. And again, you point out very well, even yet today, Alex, the top 20 longevity cultures on Earth still smoke. They do things that would be considered to be bad, but they are able to get through that, and they're the longest-lived cultures on Earth. Number one, they're all illiterate. They have no doctors, no clinics, no hospitals, yet they have 40 times 100-year-olds we do. That's because they do the basic things our ancestor did. Your grandparents and my grandparents used to put wood ashes from the home fires, either the fireplace or the wood stove, into the garden. The beans and tomatoes and sweet potatoes and squash would suck up these minerals. You would eat them, and you'd nourish your body in that fashion. Well, when we went to electricity and propane and natural gas, there's no wood ashes left over to put in our food or in our gardens. And it's this lack of supplementation that we used to do for thousands of years that is causing us the problems. And we've done it for dogs. We've tripled the lifespan of dogs the last 60 years, from 8 years old 6 years ago to 25 today. We've eliminated 900 different diseases. And if you're a homeless person eating dog food, you're going to outlive doctors and billionaires. It's just crazy. But that's the truth, because we put all the known nutrients in dog food. And we've come up with a system with Youngevity and the 90 for Life program where we duplicate all the knowledge that was learned for dogs and cats and chickens and fish and cattle and sheep and pigs and horses. And we put it into this program, 90 for Life, and it's been working.
Because agriculture demands results. And so that lobby hasn't let the big medical lobby come in and ruin it, because people want results there. And all the information is at InfoWarsTeam.com. Since we're getting into that now, people want to get the Tangy Tangerine Pollen Burst and get it discounted. You can sign up and get discounts there or get free shipping at InfoWarsTeam.com. But I want to understand, why are they doing this? I mean, sure, there's eugenics and part of the overall plan, but I even see, like you said, the doctors are following their own advice and dying at very young ages.
Absolutely. The average lifespan of a medical doctor, according to their own surveys as of 1999, is 56. Billionaires who follow the doctor's instructions, who should have the highest rate of 100-year-olds and be the healthiest, as of March of 2011, is 66. And then, of course, you have somebody like Steve Jobs, who died at 56 following the doctor's instructions. He should have gone to the Nicoyan Peninsula in Costa Rica, where the oldest people on Earth live, and do what Grandma said to do, he'd still be alive today, but he chose to go with the doctors and they killed him. Well, the problem here is the medical system has learned how to use the insurance programs as an ATM machine, whereas in the agricultural industry, Alex, as you pointed out, you're very quick. You figured this out right away, in that in the agricultural industry, we don't have health insurance, and so the veterinarians in the agricultural industry just had to solve the problems, because if you have a pig that needs if they got bone-to-bone arthritis and a doctor would say, oh, you need a double knee transplant, he's bacon tomorrow. In humans, we have insurance, and so doctors have learned how to milk that insurance. There was actually a Senate committee came out a couple of years ago and said that the medical system is gaming Medicare and Medicaid.
Stay there. Absolutely. And then the doctors that aren't doing it, they're getting the short end of the stick. We'll be back with Dr. Wallach. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I get reminded listening to commercials all the time, and there's a lot of other great products out there, of all the people that have come to me over the years and offered, you know, for me to endorse their product, and I've seen the proof with Youngevity, and that's why I endorse it, and that's why we have InfoWarsTeam.com with the products discounted. You can go there and buy the products, or you can sign up and be a distributor, and we have a whole phone team you can call, and they can train you on how to be a distributor as well. But I didn't get Dr. Wallach on predominantly about that today. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to open the phones up for your questions for Dr. Wallach. This stuff is real. I mean, you've seen Aaron Dykes lose 92 pounds now, and now he's trying to, you know, stop actually just build some muscle, and that's actually working. But 90-plus pounds. I've lost about 40, and because I work out not as much as I was even before, I'm working out less and just staying at the same spot now because I'm so busy. I didn't get home last night till midnight. I worked late. But the point is that look at Dr. Wallach if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. He's about to turn 73, and I've seen videos of him on stage just in the last month where it looks like he's about 60. Just amazing. Amazing to see what this is doing. So I briefly wanted you, Doc, to get into those cultures, because I know that there are a lot of ancient cultures that live even longer. If they live past the natal point, you know, they manipulate numbers, because in a lot of primitive cultures, yes, 30-40% of babies by the age of 2 or 3 do tend to die because of complications. But if you get past that point, I've really looked at the numbers on population in even third world areas. And there's people all over the place living to 80, 90, 100. My great-grandmother lived to be 103. I had a bunch of ancestors, if we go back in the records, who were routinely living to 100 men. And this was on the frontier. So if you made it past 3 years old on what the frontier people were eating, how were they living so long? Again, this is one of their big secrets that you've really exposed. What are the ancient cultures, but also what are the French doing? Smoking two packs of cigarettes, drinking like fish, living a lot longer than we do. What are they doing?
Well, again, you've hit the nail on the head, Alex. The top 20 longevity cultures, my wife and I put it in our newest book called Immortality, and they can get it through InfoWarsTeam.com, InfoWarsTeam.com. And we looked at the top 20 longevity cultures to try and find their common threads, and we found 25 common threads amongst them, and you're exactly right. They do drink alcohol, they do smoke, and they have 40 times the 100-year-olds we do. They don't have doctors, they don't have insurance, they don't have hospitals. They have 40 times the 100-year-olds we do, Alex. They have 100-year-old per 250 of their population, 100-year-old per 10,000. They have 40 times 100. They live to be 90 on the average in a healthful way. We live to be 75 in a sickly way. Is because of dumb luck, by actual analyses of the soil by the agricultural departments in their countries, they live in a place that have these 90 essential nutrients in their food. There's 60 minerals in the soil. Their plants take it up. The wood they burn has these 60 minerals in it. They put these wood ashes, the minerals, into their gardens. The plants suck it up. And they recycle these 60 minerals over and over and over. We get NPK fertilizer. So we get two minerals. The plants are happy, but we need 60. So if you're eating a pretty good slice of multigrain bread baked with love in the church by the pastor's wife on Sunday, you're 58 mineral short, and this is our problem. And doctors, of course, have told everybody, oh, don't worry about supplementation. Just eat well, and you get everything you need, or eat variety. Put four different colors on your food plate, and that's all the big lie to get you into the position
and
where
you're
eating.
And it's so simple. The old-fashioned, you know, like in Germany or anywhere where you put all the animal and human waste in big honey pots, let it ferment for a year till all the bacteria had eaten through it and died. Now it's pure minerals and vitamins and you name it. You put that on the crop, it's a totally different food than the chemical fertilizer that has all sorts of heavy metals in it on top of it that they're dumping and that we're then eating. And then they spray the crops with sodium fluoride, which then bioaccumulates even worse. It's a toxic brew.
Well, you're exactly right. And of course, we have to be smarter than that. And again, that's why I applaud you for getting this information in front of the American people. Again, it's to the government's advantage to keep the doctors happy because they put more money into the PAC committees than any other group. And it's just a little love thing between the doctors and the government. And so we have to save ourselves. And this is what my wife and I have done with the books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy, to teach people how to deal with over 900 different diseases using just vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths and amino acids and fatty acids and herbs, just like we use in animals. And it works in people, Alex, just like it does in animals. There's no reason why we should be treating our dogs better than we treat our kids. It's just amazing to me that people put up with that. When you look at it, we kill so many people in hospitals. Nobody would go on an airliner if airlines were to kill that many people.
Oh, new numbers just came out on that. I want to come back and show viewers the graphic. Read it to listeners. The FDA admits they're killing at least 100,000 a year.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joel Wallach is on a quest. There is no doubt. He knows the truth of what he's discovered. Something hiding in plain view in veterinary science. He's a veterinarian amongst other doctorates. And he's done major studies for the federal government, conducted tens of thousands of autopsies with huge programs underneath him to confirm these findings. All these degenerative diseases, neurological, you name it, are increasing, and they spin it and say, well, it's genetic. Well, yeah, you can be predisposed to something, but when you're missing the minerals and the vitamins and the trace elements all working together in concert, you're starving to death. And I see old people everywhere who have the big sores, their skin rotting, they touch a door, their skin rips open. And I talk to people like Ted Anderson's dad. Ted's told this story. 6 months on Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Essential Fatty Acids, the proprietary blends at InfoWarsTeam.com that Youngevity has developed. When you purchase them at InfoWarsTeam.com, you get discounts and make this whole radio transmission possible. But that's a side issue to you getting empowered, and the sores went away. His memory came back. He was back. It was like a movie. It was like Planet of the Apes, the latest edition of it, which is an excellent movie, by the way, where they inject the guy with the serum vaccine and it reverses the Alzheimer's. Well, this was just with minerals and vitamins, and the doctor tested his blood, said, "Your vitamin K, what are you doing?" "Well, I'm taking these supplements." "Well, you can't have that." They're telling you vitamins are bad now. And you know what? Again, I hate to promote stuff on the back of that, but Ted wants me to tell the story because the doctor said no, the doctor is God, that's the end of it. Can't promote longevity products to him. And I see these people, and I've studied naval warfare. It was kind of a hobby to, you know, study the history of that a little bit in history books, very entertaining. And scurvy was such a big problem. I know I talk about this a lot. But I go look at these old people with their teeth falling out, sores all over them. They're hardly eating. They're eating processed crud, and they're starving to death. And I'm so sick of watching this. So, yes, start your own garden. Yes, start getting raw eggs from a local farmer like I do. And again, you can start reversing it. My brain works better. I feel better. My children behave better. My wife has had amazing results. I know women who've had their hair falling out, got on Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and other products, their hair came back. It is amazing because people are starving to death. So I do challenge you to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and get Beyond Tangy Tangerine, get the Pollen Burst, get the Alex pack that's got all the other great products in it. It's all available, and get on this journey with us. But I'm done plugging that. I got to let all the other callers go. I apologize because they were on other subjects. I want to open the phones up right now for our guest, Dr. Joel Wallach, so people can call in with their specific questions. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and then a jam-packed hour coming up on the economy, the police state, and your phone calls as well in the next hour. But Dr. Wallach, going through things, I wanted to ask you about this. I was in a CVS a few days ago getting some batteries by my house, and I watched as children came up and were all getting gum, and every gum in there, they had like 30 or 40 right there at the front counter, had aspartame. And I know that aspartame breaks into wood alcohol. I know it's also addictive, as many poisonings are. I understand that people get to where they absolutely, you know, need it. That's why they put it in there, so it's addictive. It is the feces of a genetically engineered E. coli bacteria in bioweapons development in the 60s. They got it approved, obviously, in 1981. And I start telling people, "Hey, ma'am, I notice you're buying your son that. I don't mean to get in your business, but that has wood alcohol in it. That's what aspartame is." And they start laughing at me, and I go, "It's feces of a bacteria." And my son goes, "Yes, it's in the manufacturing process." And the woman gets mad at me and runs out of the building. But I don't care. If I see children buying it, I must tell them it's rat poison. And the people behind the counter know who I am, so they're laughing. But it's not funny. I've seen major studies admitting that degeneration, macular degeneration, all these other problems are directly connected to aspartame being in tens of thousands of products now. It's in sugar candy. It's in processed foods. It's everywhere. They're assaulting us with it. An example of that. What is aspartame doing there? And what can be done with nutritional things to reverse things in the eyes or at least stop the damage? I know sometimes you're too far down the rat hole. I mean, my point is this. This is what I'm getting at. We all know beta carotene increases night vision and things like that. We all know that, well, my family, my children now beg for the essential fatty acids. They don't even like the candy-flavored vitamins that we used to give them. Now, at first, they didn't like Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Now that their body knows what it is, they beg for it. They beg for their big horse pill essential fatty acids with your picture on it. They were all eating them this morning. Their brain has figured out, and they said, it makes us feel really good. So again, what's going on with the eyes? Because I know that's epidemic, eyes degenerating. What's happening there?
Well, again, you're very perceptive, Alex. Macular degeneration is the most common cause of blindness in adults. And it's very seductive because, as you point out, aspartame, other sugar alcohols, mannitose and that kind of stuff, these things actually make the body think that you're getting what you need. And when we're minerally deficient, we have cravings. We call them the munchies. Your body's looking for something. And to me, the thing that aspartame and other alcohol sugars or sugar alcohols and these artificial sweeteners, they make the body think you're getting what it's looking for. And you keep going down that rat hole you were talking about. And we can actually reverse. I can take people who have been legally blind, rendered legally blind by macular degeneration for 8, 10, 12 years, and in 90 days get them to read 20/20 without glasses. I don't care if they're 85 years old. We do this all the time. And it's become quite the thing. We actually have eye doctors now send us people because we can do these things. What we do is we actually give the nutrients, as you point out, the 90 for life, the Alex Pack is really great that you've adopted this program, the Alex
Pack.
But,
Doc, what's happening in the eye with the sugar alcohols? What are they doing specifically? Because I want to speak to that. I mean, how can people, as pharmacist Ben Fuchs said, stopped or in some cases reversed it? I mean, obviously, if you're born blind or you know other genetic things. But I mean, what's happening in macular degeneration? We know the eye needs beta carotene. What else does it need? Why are we seeing the epidemic of eye problems?
Well, your eye needs all 90 essential nutrients, just like your liver and your heart and your kidneys and your brain and your skin and your bones, your cartilage. Every tissue in your body needs all 90 essential nutrients, and so do your eyes, the retina of your eye, to function properly, take pictures and transmit them to the brain and turn it into something you can visualize. Now, what happens is when you get oxidative damage to the retina of the eye, it's actually the easiest way, I think, to explain it is liver spots. You've all seen liver spots on the older person's back of their hands and their face, age spots. The same thing is happening to the retina of your eye, and light can't get through there. And again, beta-carotene is a great antioxidant. You know, obviously one of the oldest ones. It's one of the first fat-soluble vitamins that were recognized. And it's one of the greatest antioxidants. It prevents oxidative damage. And, of course, when you get things like aspartame, it is used to make things that are oxidative, in other words, cause free radical damage, taste good. So it's kind of a screen for things that are bad for you that makes it taste good. So you're willing to take in things that actually cause the oxidative damage, cause liver spots and age spots in your retina. And the bad taste of the bad things is masked by the sweet flavor of the aspartame.
So that's what it is. It's literally crud building up in the eye, basically, to put it in a layman's terms. And, you know, okay, this is amazing. I love the sun. I mean, I love to go out and go fishing or go hiking with my shirt off. But until I started really using longevity intensely about 6 months ago, it was back in November, so however long ago that was, I guess about 7 months ago now, I would get big brown spots all over my face, freckles. Obviously, my body's trying to defend me from the sun. I've noticed now I'm getting even more sun, but because I've been taking longevity, I have about half the freckles I did before. Used to go out in the sun, the next day, bigger freckles, brown spots all over my face. My wife's like, you know, you look like a cheetah. What's happening there? Because I've heard pharmacist Ben Fuchs talk about the fact that when you're not getting the vitamins and minerals you need, you sunburn worse and you have problems. What's happening there?
Well, exactly, Alex. These are reversible. You take in the antioxidants like beta-carotene. You take in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the powder has 115 super juices in it. You know, everybody knows about noni and mangosteen and these types of things and acai berry. Well, this has 115, not 3, not 10, but 115 of these super juices in this one product. And these are part of the secret of these top 20 longevity cultures. This is where all these super juices came from these peoples. And scientists and anthropologists say, well, this is part of their longevity secret, which is quite true, but only one part of the recipe. And so we installed 115 of these super juices in this one product, along with 130 vitamins and minerals, amino acids and fatty acids in the Alex Pack. And this is why we're able to shrink and eliminate age spots and liver spots. When you have 10 of them on your skin, you have a million of them in your brain. And, of course, doctors love it when you have Alzheimer's disease because they bought up all the rehab centers. They bought up all the hospices. And so we...
Well, that
we
takes me back to the... What is it where I see old people everywhere, even folks that are like 65, 70, with rot holes in their skin, and their skin gets paper thin? I mean, from the descriptions I've read, that's like scurvy, isn't it?
Well, exactly right. Scurvy attacks the connective tissue, including your skin, your gums.
And the doctors won't teach nutrition now, so they won't tell you you've got scurvy.
Well, they don't even know it. They're so ignorant. They don't even know it, Alex. I wouldn't even give them credit to know that they're withholding it. They're just so ignorant. They don't even know it. In fact, Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. Didn't exist 40 years ago. It's a physician-caused disease because they've given us these statin drugs to lower cholesterol, and your brain is 75% by weight cholesterol. So you go on a cholesterol-restricted diet. They made egg beaters for baby boomers. You eat egg beaters, you take cholesterol-lowering drugs, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease like, what's her name, Pat Summitt, you know, the winningest basketball coach ever. She had to have a good brain for that. And they gave her Alzheimer's disease by giving her statin drugs.
Well, my dad is a dentist, but he took biology in college and things. And 10 years ago, he was showing me studies that they knew statins were literally disintegrating people's brains. He got my grandmother to go off of them, my mom's mom, and she was never... She was always real sharp, but she certainly, I could tell the difference when she got off of it. She had more energy. But now the new literature admits it's destroying people's brains. It's just incredible.
Yeah, exactly. The FDA came out just a couple of weeks ago and said that statin drugs, it's a new warning. It says statin drugs actually increases your risk of Alzheimer's disease and increases your risk of type 2 diabetes by 50%. And there was not a single doctor in America, Alex, not one single doctor in America except me that sent out an email to everybody and said, get off of statin drugs. Every other doctor just sort of hunkered down and hoped their patients didn't see it or hear it.
Yeah, well, also Dr. Russell Blaylock, who is a retired top brain surgeon, he just says it's criminal. He says statins are criminal.
Well, I agree with him 100%. And I can't thank you enough for getting this out to the American people, because it's going to take individuals like yourself and your crew on InfoWarsTeam.com to save America. We need saving here, and so I'm glad to be part of your army.
Absolutely. And you know, it's a win-win-win, because we can get you on to break down just all these facts, and at the same time, we can also then support this independent news organization when people support us at InfoWarsTeam.com. Let's go ahead and take some calls here. Who's been holding the longest? Bill in Ohio, you're on the air with Dr. Joel Wallach. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Appreciate it. Hi, Dr. Wallach. Just wanted to ask, my wife is pregnant, and we're on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the essential fatty acids, but I'm wondering if there's anything else we should be doing.
Okay, good question. Now, how far along is she?
About 4 months.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, if she plans on breastfeeding the baby, I would add the Osteo FX Plus. And so that's where the Alex Pack would come in, because it has the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the OsteoFX Plus, and the EFA Pluses, which are the omega-3s. And the Alex Pack is the most economical, best functional way to do it. It deals with 100 pounds of human flesh. One pack is good for 100 pounds of human flesh. So if you use it for a 50-pound kid, that's a two-month supply. If you give it to a 200-pound person, regardless of gender, that's a two-week supply. So it goes by body weight, just like
that's another question I have. What is this I'm seeing record numbers of women miscarrying? And then I was reading that the pharmacies, what do you call the pharmacies, doctor, where they take the old-fashioned things and actually prepare it there? And
a compounding pharmacies?
Yes, a compounding pharmacy. And, of course, these are run by medical doctors. And I was reading how they have this hormone they give women naturally where it's stopping women having the miscarriage, and it's working. But the feds are coming in and trying to stop them from doing it. I mean, what's happening there?
Well, when women have miscarriages, almost always, I'd say about 99% of the time, they're malnourished. They don't have enough vitamins and minerals. They have enough calories. They have enough protein, maybe, but they don't have enough vitamins and minerals. And there's another little piece in there. I don't know how many people know this out there, but Mayo Clinic came out with a report in 2009 that said 30% of Americans are gluten intolerant. And when you're gluten intolerant, Alex, your intestines look like you've been eating poison ivy for salads. It is ugly, and you cannot absorb nutrients, even if you're supplementing with them. And this is what's causing all the miscarriages, because people are told to eat more whole grains, and human beings were never really meant to eat whole grains. That's why we're the number one obese nation in the world.
And then that also linked the gut being inflamed to the increase in colon cancer?
You got it. Exactly. Again, you're very perceptive. The processed meats with nitrates, nitrites, the fried foods, the oils, and then you throw in the mix the gluten from the gluten intolerance, from wheat, barley, rye, or oats. I mean, you don't have to give up beer because you've got these gluten-free beers by Anheuser-Busch. You know, you got the rice beers from the Orientals. My wife is Chinese, so if I drink beer, it's the rice beer. And I'm telling you, if we stay away from all these whole grains, it's the wheat. And you know about the GMO stuff. You throw in the GMO factor to whole grains, you are in big trouble.
Absolutely. Thank you, caller. We're going to go to break and come back and talk to Teeny, Scott, Marilyn, Vanessa, and Chris in this next segment, the next short segment. Then I'm going to get into Pistoli, Mr. Pistol, TSA gropers being trained to specifically target your crotch. You can't make that up. Also, we're going to get into Obama going after the churches, saying they've got to pay for abortions, birth control, and hire people that aren't Christians. Feds have no jurisdiction in churches, folks. Read the First Amendment. We're going to get into a bunch of news coming up after the doc leaves us. InfoWarsTeam.com. I want to thank all of you for your support as well.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's hurry through your phone calls now here. Let's talk to Teeny in Indiana. You're on the air with Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hi, I just have a story to tell you. At the beginning of the month, my husband was diagnosed with a glioblastoma tumor in his brain, about the size of a baseball. He was in the hospital for about a week, and he was home, and they wanted to do seed treatment on him, but he refused to do that, any of their treatments. So we got on your site, Alex, and we ordered the brain and heart pack and that came yesterday, and we started taking that. Then we also got a hold of Dr. Glidden, and he ordered us a bunch of other stuff to go along with that. So my husband's been taking it since about 4 o'clock last night, and then again around 11 o'clock last night, and then again this morning, and then again this afternoon, and he's already got more energy.
Well, who knows what's going to happen with a tumor that size, but we'll definitely pray for him. All I know is that the brain is made up, the solid part, mainly about a cholesterol. And they know full well that these statin drugs are destroying people. But my goodness, wow, a tumor the size of a baseball. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Mass. You're on the air with Dr. Wallach. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
It breaks my heart to hear that last caller. My father-in-law just died a few months ago of the glioblastoma, so my prayers definitely go out to that last caller.
By the way, a lot of brain tumors are up because of the cell phones. It's just sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. So I have a comment real quick and a question for Dr. Wallach. My comment is they started using the Alex Pack about 2 months ago, and I'm a singer-songwriter who's constantly gigging all the time, and I'm also a hockey coach, so I'm, you know, always staying in good shape, but I could never get below 200 pounds. And I started taking the Alex Pack, and I swear to God, in 2 months, I've lost 25 pounds.
And see, it's never even been advertised as weight loss, but that's what we've discovered, and that's what happened with Aaron, is that you're starving, and now it can be midnight, I'm working, I'm really hungry, and I go, bam, tangy tangerine, and boom. I mean, I go to bed, I feel great because my body got what it needed. Dr. Wallach.
You're exactly right. When you have cravings, when you're hungry, your body's really looking for nutrients, not more calories. So when you use the Alex Pack, when you use the tangy tangerine instead of a soft drink, instead of a cookie, you will lose weight and you'll be healthier.
It's amazing. Wow, so you've lost 20-plus pounds in a couple months.
I mean, I'm outperforming all the time. I performed at Liberty Love Fest, Ron Paul event just a couple months ago, and I'm always active. I'm always working out. I could never get below 200 pounds as soon as I
Hey, that's cool. Tell folks about your music or what you're doing. Tell folks about your website.
Sure. It's chrisrossmusic.com. You can find me on Facebook. My Twitter is chrisrossmusic. I actually perform with Jordan Page and a few other artists.
Well, that's exciting because, listen, I knew longevity was good, folks, and I started getting into it over a year ago, but I was barely promoting it because I'm like, yeah, it's good. You need the minerals. Yeah, okay, here it is. And I told everybody else no with nutritional stuff, and I'm like, yeah, okay, this looks good. I'll promote this. But when I saw Aaron and then my wife and then my mother and all this stuff, I finally did it, and boom, had a big effect. But I got to be honest, Dr. Wallach, I've lost 40-plus pounds, but now it's stopped. And, of course, that's nothing to complain about. And I'm not working out as much because I'm working, you know, too much. So I guess I've just got to work out as much as I was. I was working out the same amount and not losing weight. Then I started doing Tangy Tangerine and all this, lost a bunch of weight. But now I've kind of cut back. I guess I've answered my own question. I need to go back to working out, or how do I lose more weight?
Okay, there's two ways. Number one, you could take more minerals. Just add a bottle of plain minerals or cherry mints to your regimen. Take 2 ounces of that a day, be 2 quarts a month. Or we have what we call ASAP, as slim as possible. It's actually, you can put a dropper full under your tongue 30 minutes before
that'll
you
feel. That'll accelerate it. Stay there. Tell me more about that.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Wallach's with us for 5 more minutes, and then I'm going to come back in News Blitz and take your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Vanessa in Oregon. You're on the air with Dr. Wallach. Go ahead.
Hello. I've had, since I was 14 years old, digestive problems. Like, at 14, I stopped being able to eat dairy, some fruits, vegetables. Basically, I could only eat bread and rice. And I still, to this day, I can't eat a full meal. And it's horrible. And I was wondering if you had any ideas about that.
Do you have any skin problems like eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis?
I just started getting psoriasis a bit.
Yep. Do you have any history of chronic bronchitis or asthma as a kid?
No.
Did you have constipation or diarrhea?
Sometimes.
Of course. It goes along with the psoriasis thing. Yeah, you have a gluten intolerance. What I'd have you do, if you're going to eat bread, it's got to be gluten-free bread. You cannot have wheat, barley, rye, or oats in any form. No oatmeal for breakfast, no cereals, and none of that kind of stuff. No wheat, barley, rye, or oats. You can have rice. You can have baked sweet potatoes with butter. You can have squash with butter. You can have all the vegetables. Make sure no processed meats, because not only do they have nitrates in them, but they also have wheat in them as filler. No wheat, barley, rye, or oats. You take the Alex Pack, appropriate for body weight. 1 Alex Pack per month for 100 pounds of body weight. You will be a new woman. The psoriasis goes away. Guess what? No more diarrhea, no more constipation. You will be a new woman.
And Alex, I had one question for you. I'm a hardcore info warrior, always doing my research every single day, and I just started the blog, and I was wondering if I could invite females especially, because I don't know a lot of female info warriors that are way into it, to contribute, and guys as well. If you have any sort of writings or art or anything you'd like to contribute, I would love that.
We are going to tomorrow launch officially the big social network where you can link and post your artwork, your articles, everything. And we absolutely want to get women more involved in the info war. And I'm going to try, I'm getting some reporters together to start doing daily shows that'll kind of host like a Washington Journal show where people can call in and just call after call after call and just go over news that way. Like earlier, I had a bunch of great callers holding and I had to let them go so you guys could get on with medical questions. That way, I've got a bunch of shows I want to launch. I've got a bunch of reporters we're trying to hire. We've just gotten to that final level of growth where we're about to be able to hire more people and do it all, but it's also a money issue. And so what I do is I promote products that I believe in that help people that also finance our operation. I believe in win-win. That's why I sleep so good at night. That's why I promote longevity via InfoWarsTeam.com. So, yes, we are wanting to empower women. God bless you. Let's talk to Marilyn in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air with Dr. Wallach.
Thank you so much. Dr. Wallach, I'm calling about my husband who's had chronic diarrhea for about 3 months, going on 4. He has abdominal pain after he eats. He has headaches at the back of his head and vertigo. And we've gone through blood tests, even an ultrasound of his abdomen, and everything is normal. But he's getting weaker. He's lost more than 11 pounds.
Okay, that's very good because he've eliminated cancer and other evil things, right? So what that tells you is, well, yeah, if they've done all these tests, believe me, if there's anything that remotely looks like cancer, doctors are going to glom onto it. So what I would do is get him on a gluten-free diet. If you go back to when he was a kid, ask him if he had his appendix out. Do you know?
No, he hasn't.
Did he have his gallbladder out?
No, he's got one.
did he have asthma?
No.
Okay. I would get him on a gluten-free diet. No wheat, barley, rye, or oats. That means oatmeal for breakfast. Things like processed meats that are fillered with
wheat. He's got to go on a total health food diet, and he's got to, as Dr. Wallach was just saying, he's got to not eat GMO, too. A lot of this is GMO. This is what it does to the rats and things. Dr. Wallach, incredible job. Look forward to having you back up soon. InfoWarsTeam.com if people want to find out more. And they also have a number you can call if you have any questions there on the site. We'll be back with a news blitz and more of your phone calls.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
News and your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us in this hour is 800-259-9231. Again, thank you so much for tuning in today. Look, people look for silver bullet solutions. Something simple, you know, arrest David Rockefeller, or arrest the Queen of England, and everything will be okay. Those are just figureheads on institutions of corruption. You only see a tiny bit of the iceberg. It is a philosophy of liberty and populations that will not go along to get along, who will resist tyranny by speaking out against it, by not giving your consent, by exposing it, by getting noisy, by not being spectators. I was looking at the state laws. Most states have already thrown out the laws they had previously or watered them down, where police could literally just take any money they wanted out of your car and say it was associated with drugs. To the point of they were doing it to even old ladies and reached so far that they reversed it. But a lot of states still have it in place, like Tennessee, New Jersey, Kentucky. There's quite a few. And it's now gotten to the point where every day I'm reading about police even grabbing $1,000 out of somebody's purse when they pull them over. Or in the case of Michigan, saying, give me your cell phone. You hand the cop your cell phone. They plug it into a machine and download all the contents, photos, everything. Or they have wireless systems that grab it off. Google's been caught doing that. That's flagrantly illegal. But they just do it. And the idea is, well, we're the good guys, so it's okay. Really, are you the good guys in history? Our founders said, keep government on a short leash or you're going to end up in hell. I don't care how many excuses there are. So my point on this issue is the tyrants are arrogant right now. They know some of us are waking up, so they want to finish their program up. But a lot of them are arrogant now. So teachers are saying you'll be arrested if you criticize Obama. And that's waking people up. The Army puts out the document. Yeah, we're getting re-education camps ready for the American people. That wakes folks up. The Economist magazine, Financial Times, they all come out and say, yeah, world government's the answer. That's waking people up. They've gotten to the point now where this thing is so far along, the system has to bring it out in the open. It's that simple. And because myself, you, countless others out there, millions of liberty lovers worldwide, not just in the U.S., hundreds of millions have been talking about this, and the general public thinks they're cool because they don't have respect for themselves if they repeat what TV said, because that's TV. I mean, that's fancy. The teleprompter person said that, or the sitcom or drama or movie said that, or a cop said that in a movie. I mean, that's what really cool people say. No, that's what propaganda says, to implant that in your mind. So they come back at you with, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist because you don't think the government should be giant, or you think the government might be nefarious. You look at them and you say, man, you really are stupid. You're using some throwaway line on me. While the government's growing exponentially, our country's being bankrupted, the borders are wide open, treason is being committed, the UN's telling the president what to do. Well, so what? What's the point of a president then? You're sitting here making jokes about somebody who's bringing up points that the founders believed in. Oh, well, the founders, they were just old racist white men. It's usually a white yuppie saying that. I'm like, well, then, so you do say throw out everything they called for. Keep government out of religion. Keep government out of your house. Have low taxes. Have a separation of powers. Have due process. Have warrants so the cops can't break in your house anytime they feel like it. Because everywhere else in the world, they just show up whenever they want. Cop thinks your wife's hot, goes in. That's how it is in third world countries, by the way. And Eastern Europe and other places. I mean, I saw articles here today where a guy's fighting for his life after being stabbed more than 50 times by a bunch of hoodlums. And I was reading articles where in areas of Northern Europe, you're arrested if you even fight back while being stabbed. England's becoming the same way. And I thought about how they won't let people get any type of martial arts training or anything. I mean, it's so pathetic what the globalist culture is. It's a culture to secure criminal reign. It's a culture to secure the ruling class and all their minions can do and engage in whatever they want. And I, for one, have had enough of it. And I want to say this. We're having a lot of victories right now, but it really hit me. I was poleaxed by this last night. The biggest victory we've got is the Second Amendment. It burns in the gut and in the mind of the globalist control freaks who are just amassing all this military hardware and training against us that the American people are waking up and buying 3, 4, 5 million guns a month. Double any previous record. It angers them that people are getting back to being self-sufficient and trying to move to the countryside. The trendies and the liberals and the conservatives are all getting together and waking up to being agrarian again. That totally freaks the New World Order out. So they've got countermeasures. But that's only waking people up that much faster. And when the system comes out and says guns aren't cool, everybody knows they are. When the system comes out and saying having a garden's bad, everybody knows it is. Good to have a garden. And again, you're like, yeah, this is all common sense. Okay, well, let's get that common sense out to other people. But it really hit me last night. It hit me hard. Hit me really hard. That It really hit me that I need to focus more and point out to everybody in a big way that we can beat these people. There are so many fronts that we're having a lot of success on. A lot of fronts. And if we just point out the victories we've had and we continue to point out how criminal the opposition to liberty is. Now, liberty? Criminality, freedom, slavery, empowerment, disempowerment, exhilaration, humiliation. I mean, I choose the good stuff. And those that want to demonize this country's founders, that want to demonize the ideas of liberty and freedom, they're tyrants or they're little camp followers who are so afraid of the power structure, they think by groveling to it and endorsing it, they're going to somehow be part of that structure. It is beyond ignorant. But the fact that they've got a UN treaty to ban civilian ownership of firearms, the fact that Hillary says they want to sign it and try to enforce it, and the fact that they know, the system knows, nobody's putting up with any of their incremental gun control anymore. Nobody's putting up with their false flag terror attacks, sending guns into Mexico to blame it on the Second Amendment. The jig is up. It's over. Our beachhead through the Second Amendment that was put there for a reason. You got the First Amendment, the power of the pen. Next, you got the sword. And they are chewing up every other right, overthrowing it, trying to train the public who is not accustomed to having access and being confronted by police and military. They're trying to train all of us to be accustomed to the fact that the system has access to our homes, our person, our bodies. They're trying to get us used to that contact to try to bring in martial law. I mean, that's what martial law is. I mean, I drive around Austin, Texas now, or surrounding areas. I was out in Bastrop yesterday, and I had like six guns in the back of my car, which are totally legal and lawful, rifles, and I was going out to do another shoot with the Steiner brothers out at their ranch. This beautiful hills overlooking this little lake. It was incredible shots. Wait till you see what we did. And I had two cops follow behind me on the way in from outside Austin, out west in the hill country. Cops everywhere pulling people over on the main highway. Cops driving out to Bastrop all over the place. Cops all over Bastrop driving back into town last night. We went and got dinner. Cops driving into Austin. And did it make me feel good? You know, that's the question. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, state police behind me. Oh my gosh, Bastrop police behind me. Oh my gosh, Dripping Springs cops behind me. They're going to pull me over. They're going to sit there and see six guns laid out in the back and, you know, big cases of spent ammo. And I'm not going to answer 20 questions. I'm going to say, listen, you got a problem with my guns? Literally, get the hell out of my country. I was thinking about what I was going to say. Leave me alone. It's my country. I haven't done anything wrong. And I shouldn't feel bad when you pull me over for whatever reason. Okay? You don't make me feel good. Now, again, chances are the cops would have pulled me over, but I wasn't speeding. It wouldn't have been an issue. But I'm just getting to the point where I can't be messed with anymore. You know what I mean? I mean, I read where in Chicago they're setting up these three trendies that wanted to go have fun and protest. And they're saying, yes, they were set up, that, yes, they were put in a apartment. And they think the people that gave them the apartment set them up with the beer making equipment that they're saying are Molotov cocktails. And that's how this works, folks. Luke thinks they were set up like that. They were trying to set them up. An exact group connected to that. I mean, never go to some city and go to somebody's house you don't know who invites you there off, you know, Facebook or Craigslist or whatever to stay there. I mean, it's they will put you in prison in 2 seconds and sleep all night about it. I'm going to Bilderberg, and I'm not going to have any weapons, not planning anything violent. If anybody ever sets us up, I'm not scared of that. They're criminals. They're scum and try to set me up. That's just the way it is. I put my faith in God. I don't think that's going to happen, but I wouldn't be surprised someday if it doesn't, because that's just the way it is. This is a criminal system. But I'm going to protest Bilderberg, and so are thousands of other people, and that's the end of it. And these guys will get on our tail in unmarked cars, and we'll just stop the car and get out, and they'll drive away from us, and we start following them. And then they'll pull up at a restaurant and run and lock themselves in the bathroom. So, again, I'm done being fearful. I'm done. And, again, the fact that the people know the government wants our guns to make us slaves, the fact that people all across the political spectrum are buying guns, it just shows that they cannot win when the people are against them. Your calls are coming up in more news. I'm looking at the new NDAA bill that expands secret arrest and torture and murder of American people, and the Pentagon engaging in domestic psyops against the American people. I mean, how do we ever let it get this far? They've got all these superheroes coming out that are gay. Can't the kids just read a comic book about a superhero? No, there's got to be all these messages. And as the big think tanks and the Rockefeller Foundation said 50, 60 years ago, we will encourage homosexuality so people don't have families, so that they see the state as their family. I'm going to be covering that. Also, if you go to drudgereport.com, we've got a big article out today. Pistol, TSA gropers being trained to feel for crotch bombs. And they admit the crotch is now the key. Your crotch is very suspicious. The government minion. Forget get the government out of your bedroom. How about government out of my pants? And if you go back to the Drudge headline, it's linked to The Hill. It says that they are increasing fees to fly to fund the expansion of the TSA onto the highways of America. That's what's really happening. Now, they've announced TSA to be in every city of the country, and your airport fees are going to pay for it. Let's go back to Drudge. I want to show TV viewers that photo, a recent photo of the man standing there with his hands out like he's a terrorist. It's all about submission. Well, they had another photo up earlier. I guess that was InfoWars where the guy's hands are out. But there's the guy with the TSA gripping his genitals. And I'm sorry to talk like that on air, but that's medically what's happening there. And if you don't like them going up and actually squeezing to see what it is, well, you're just not an American. That's got to be the new American flag. In fact, hey, will you get Caden here, the graphics guy? I want to take that photo. I want to make that the field of blue, that it's perfectly square, and then have like barbed wire, you know, our standard barbed wire legalized freedom shirt. I want to put that up on InfoWars right now. I want that to be the field of blue. And then the rest of it, I don't know, maybe Prozac pills or something, or maybe kids being kidnapped by the government and raped and murdered. We could have like a really nice American flag. But there is the new American flag. An old guy being wanded and tested and just totally bending over to him. And then you got this guy going, sir. Well, you know what South Park says. Let me look inside there and see what's going on. And by the way, you can tell those guys fly a lot because that is exactly. I was watching that. I don't really like South Park because I'm not into dirty humor. But in the case of the TSA, that's what they're doing. In fact, they're not even. People think it's funny, but that's what they actually do. That episode, one woman gets sucked down a pressure toilet. And so they ban people, sitting on the toilet or whatever. So they have the toilet police. That's what TSA, Toilet Safety Administration. And they are running around going after people. So that's some of what's coming up. I got a ton of news here I got to get to. Let's go to Scott in Arizona. You're on the air, you evil thought criminal. You may need the TSA to make sure there's not a... How do I even know you don't have a bomb in your pants right now? Should I call the police on you? I mean, there used to be presumption of innocence because society can't operate if you think everybody's guilty, but let me call the police right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. officer Scott just called in from Arizona. And he might be a terrorist. He might have a bomb in his pants. Do I have any proof? No, but he does. He does. Just I need somebody to get over there and grope him right now. That's how insane this is. But it's not insane. It's a takeover. Think of how the globalists are laughing at you right now. What do we do to make sure we break their will? Oh, there we go. Hold on. He's even having a crotch. Pistoli actually put a report out saying the crotch is their main focus now. I'm not joking this up. I'm inventing some new things. Oh, my gosh. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Arizona. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I actually am taking punishment to the skull now that I'm off of the cell phone speakerphone. So I'm taking it directly to the brain now. So I'm serving my due.
Good.
Yes. So, hey, actually, what I wanted to bring up, because I did call during the Joel Wallach segment, and I want to throw something out there that I would like to have you maybe even bring up to him amongst all the tyranny, that we have going on, that we might
come
find...
Come on, some fat guy with a mustache sweating with dirty gloves, sticking his hands down your wife's pants, isn't tyranny.
It's love.
Exactly.
We're all about love.
Yes. You don't have to go to a re-education camp, do you now? What's wrong with the Army having some re-education camps?
Hey, so, Alex, so what I want to find out is if you could bring up to Joel maybe next time, I think this would be something that a lot of listeners would be interested in knowing, as would I.
Look, we want to know what's in your pants because you might be a terrorist. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. I apologize. I want to give you a fair shake here. We're all interested right now. America on the precipice. Millions of crotches have not been searched by perverts in blue uniforms. But don't worry. The feds are to the rescue. Shannon Napolitano is going to be on every street corner with the rapers. tyranny? Well, you're going to get it. I want liberty, so perhaps I'm going to get it. We have a great country. We don't have to give in to evil. We don't have to give in to corruption. We can turn things around. But we've got to learn to recognize good from evil, propaganda from truth. It's that simple. All right, Scott, I'm going to shut up. Go ahead and make your point.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Alex, two things quick. Number one is I would love to hear Joel Wallach talk about his suggestions for food storage in the long term, since most of what you're going to find out there is just riddled with gluten, outside of the obvious, which is buy bags of rice and things like that. And that, so that's something I'd like to hear him talk about, if maybe you can bring up, as maybe some creative ideas for long-term food storage. The other thing is, I'm wondering, I've listened to this guy off and on for quite some time, and I wondered if you've ever looked into, or anybody's ever made a suggestion having him on, because we're always looking for solutions, and that is, are you familiar with, he's on, he's kind of radio, not like a regular radio show, but they do like a conference call thing on a station called Talk Shoe, called AIB Radio. His name's Rod Klass. Have you ever heard of him?
Never heard of it, but send me some info. God bless, my friend. I'm going to get into more of the news here in a moment, but let's continue with your calls. Wayne in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Kudos from Colorado. Hey, I was just wanting to pass on some news I saw this morning on an alternative news channel called RT News. I don't know if you've heard of it. But anyhow, on the little news bar going across the bottom of the screen, it said NATO wants to put up a missile shield due to Chicago protesters. Have you heard of that one?
I'm sorry, sir. They happened to pop in my ear right when you were asking your question. Go ahead and ask that again.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I was watching this RT News channel. It's an alternative news program on TV. And on the bottom of the screen, this going across the bottom, it said NATO wants missile shield due to Chicago protesters. Have you heard of that?
No, but I know that everywhere NATO or the G20 or the globalists go, they demand a police state be erected. And at the Olympics and other places, they put up missile shields for Al-Qaeda's Air Force, the same Al-Qaeda that they're openly funding in Libya, Syria, and to attack the Iranians. I mean, it's ridiculous. They stage the terror. I mean, NATO is on record shipping opium all over the world. It's the mafia. The real mafia runs the military. The real organized crime issues the money. It's the Federal Reserve. And so I was not aware of that, but I could search that. Guys, search NATO wants missile shield over Chicago, and we'll probably find that report. Anything else, sir?
Picking it up.
I'm sorry, I missed what you said again.
Oh, I said they have a website, rtnews.com. Maybe you can find it there. I don't know.
No, I know what it is. Yes, I'm fully aware of RT. I will look that up right now. Anything else, sir?
No, just I love fluoride. Keep on keeping on, and God bless Americans.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, there's a big medical study out today dealing with fluoride hardening of the arteries. Yeah, no kidding. Fries the bones, fries the joints. Hey, but who cares? The government loves you. They put it in there to make your teeth healthy. Let's go to Daryl in Georgia. Daryl, you're on the air.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me clear?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. Hello from my wife and kids. We appreciate what you're going to attack the Bilderberg Group. You know, this is a worldwide organization. My only issue is the elites of America. Why are they not in jail? Like Rick Perry, Bill Clinton, Tim Geithner, Ben Bernanke, the commissioner of the federal, the IRS. It's sickening me that these people commit the most worst crimes, but then we're the ones thrown in these jails. And that right there just really angers me. But, you know, we have to channel that energy into a positive way and fight them the correct way, because they want us to get wild and get violent so they can have an excuse to, you know, enforce their rulings among us.
Well, I agree with you, but it's because they're criminals, but they got control of government. That's what tyranny is, criminals running government, that they're unaccountable. I mean, look at Corzine stealing billions, not getting in trouble. Look at Obama with Fast and Furious and billions to his buddies in contracts for alternative energy, where they never even opened offices up. I mean, it's concentrated corruption, and they are devaluing the dollar. They are paying to ship our jobs overseas. so that China is dependent on them. It's not about building China up or even building up the U.S. It's about making us all dependent. They want every country dependent, and then only the globalists can control things because they control all the countries by playing them off against each other. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Okay, let's talk to Alan in New Hampshire. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you this afternoon? Calling from FEMA Region 1. I'm a former Marine, former New Hampshire State Correctional Officer, and I have a list of things that I would like to touch on. I'd like to get to most of them. First of all, the sexualization of children in the schools. I have an 11-year-old sister attending grade school, and they had a quote-unquote puberty class. And during this class, the instructor told the children to go into the bathroom and wash their hands and explore themselves.
Yeah, they need to get in major trouble for that. I've seen the handbooks that they give even 6-7-year-olds. Well, the Clintons did that. They wanted masturbation training. In fact, remember whenever the Surgeon General came out and told kids to do that? And, I mean, imagine how that enters your mind to want to be a kindergarten teacher and want to sexualize children. Again, they're a bunch of pervs. Normal people don't want power, so we never get into power. Scum crave it, so they run everything. And that's why my children don't go to public school. They don't go to private school, except for occasional academies where they go to take tests and compete. Because most children sit there and watch television all day. Their innocence is destroyed. And there's so many predators that are involved working in and around children. But you're saying, where is this that you're located where they're telling children to go in the bathrooms and masturbate, basically?
It would be in Conway, New Hampshire, up here in the Northeast. The instructor had a Facebook page, and she was all talking about the she put a post up talking about how she's going to go teach the puberty class, and then that she literally put tee-hee-hee, giggling like a young girl who has no idea.
What a total and complete perv. And, you know, that's why we've got so many of these teachers having sex with their students, male and female. And it just totally destroys innocence. It just absolutely devastates innocence. What is the Facebook? Can you send us her Facebook?
I can try.
But, I mean, this is going on everywhere. You can just type into a search engine, schools teaching masturbation. This has been a big, I don't know, 15-year situation. And what's amazing, though, is growing up in Texas, I mean, you can drive 2 hours, especially back then, without ever seeing a gas station. And women would just have to hold it, but sometimes they'd even go behind a bush. But, you know, we'd pull over, go behind a bush. Now the police will see you doing that, will pull over. This is in the news all the time. We'll say, show me what you were doing. They'll go over, get you to admit that that's your urine, you know, behind the bushes, and arrest you for indecent exposure, even though no one was around. Because they need to fill those giant prisons. That's our main economy now. We have double what China has. And so that's how they operate. But then you see cops doing it out in the middle of nowhere. What are you supposed to do? So that's you're going to go to jail for. But if you want to teach, in fact, I can't even say what they teach children by the eighth grade in public schools nationwide. They teach them things I didn't know about until I was in college. And quite frankly, don't have trouble believing, but I'm told it's widespread. Again, it's like I said the other day, I enjoy eating a breakfast taco in the morning with queso, or not with queso, that was in the old days, with hot sauce. I never get sick of eating a breakfast taco, do it a couple times a week. And I dovetailed that with the 7 roasted babies being flown in for black magic people to eat. That was in several big newspapers. For them, that's really fancy, getting a roasted baby out wrapped in gold leaf and slicing off delicious pieces, thinking you get power from it. See, we're not normal to them. We're bad because we don't want to corrupt children. Their religion is about corrupting children and doing something naughty. They think because we're not into too degenerate things that we're just not cool. No, we like innocence. We like happiness. We also like bashing pieces of filth's heads in, but it's not that's a normal response to it. The point is, they Well, I'm starting to rant, sir. I'm sorry. Go ahead and make your points.
That's okay. The other point, I've been waking people up daily. Every time I go out in public, I wind up in a deep conversation waking people up. Actually, I was at the supermarket the other day, and I picked up some hamburger, and I asked, I asked the butcher, I said, how can I tell which one has pink slime in it? And he turned to me and kind of whispered. He said, it all has pink slime in it, except for the 80% stuff, because that's the stuff that we grind right here. And I started talking to some people around me, and next thing you know, people in the aisles are putting the... They're putting the hamburger back up on the shelf.
Oh, my God. Let me stop you again. This caller is so awesome. He's calling in with real issues after real issues. And look, they admit most hamburger meat has reconstituted, filled with cancer-causing deadly chemicals. It's admitted. It's this garbage. And you've got to buy exactly 80 to 90%. A lot of places, you can see them feeding it in right there. And people say, well, don't complain, you can't do anything. As people become aware of the slime, all these companies are having to come out and say, we don't have slime, and proving it, we'll eradicate the slime. 3 years ago, it started to come out, they have fake filet mignon cutlets in a process that are really just blood, rotten-type blood that spills out of the cow's necks, mixed with fat, reconstituted with a fake fat swirl in it, and most people can't even tell the difference. They must be idiots. I can tell the difference. But the point is, that stuff's almost eradicated, and at first it was a conspiracy theory 3 years ago. Pink slime a year ago was a conspiracy theory. They denied it. Enemies of liberty always try to deny to see if that works, but once this guy started talking, everybody was talking and refusing it. Now that'll be a chain reaction. Soon, no one will be buying the pink slime stuff. They'll have to advertise it's pink slime free, just like GMO. So what's the GMO companies doing worldwide? Trying to get laws passed where you're not even allowed to label independently that it's not GMO. They've sued people, the milk processors and others, over that. Again, you've got the power. And what this guy just said is how we're going to turn it around. The marketplace is where people have met for 10,000 plus years and talk to each other. You're supposed to talk in the market. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold and come back to you, but this is too important of a call. I'm sitting there Sunday evening. My son wants a kayak. Well, we've got one little bitty kayak, but then his sister and them, they start fighting over it. Totally reasonable. We need two kayaks when we go out, you know, someplace. And we got a creek when it's raining under the house as well, we can take them to. Side issue. Point is, I can throw them in the back of the truck and take them. I'm standing there, and the woman says, what's your, you know, what's your such and such, what's your zip code? And I just said, look, you're already getting it all on this credit card. And my son was there. He's there right now today. Came into work with me. And I said, problem is I kind of hesitate with these stories. So I'm going back to actually exactly what happened. I actually pull up the data like anybody does, but I'm just, that's what I'm doing. So I'm sitting there at the Academy Sporting Goods store, and I got a bunch of ammo and stuff for the shoot I was about to do, some extra stuff we needed. And I'm there, and I've got a couple T-shirts I bought. I don't know why I'm telling that part of the story, but I'm there with a few items. And I get up there, and I said, yeah, I told the guy I want that green kayak over there, the one-man kayak. And she goes, that's fine, but you're going to have to fill out paperwork. And I didn't say anything. And then she says, zip code. And I said, you guys have got stores on every corner. You don't need my zip code to find out where to build a store. And you already data mined it all off of my credit card. So I know the lawyers that own this company think that gives consent, if I give you the zip code, to use the data off the credit card. But I said, I'm not doing it. And there's these people behind me in the line who look like total fluoride heads. A young lady, look like about 14, there's people behind her. And they look at me like I'm scum. And I said, listen, in America, it's not bad to talk to people and interface, and they won't talk. And I go, I'm not bad. You shouldn't laugh and give me condescending looks because I don't want to give her data. Manager comes over. Hey, what's the issue, Alex? I'm not even being that loud at that point. And I said, no issue. And the guy kind of aggressively gets in my space because, you know, he's powerful. Everybody's like little mini cops nowadays. And he goes, okay, if you want that kayak, you're going to have to fill out some paperwork. And I said, I'm not going to fill it out. I said, for a $250 kayak, I've got to fill out paperwork. He goes, well, the authorities like it when we have all this in the records. And I said, what? Because I'm going to escape Alcatraz? And I go, that's it. I'm so sick of this country. I said, you can just take it off if you want. And he goes, no, I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see what happens. So he goes over. I've paid for stuff. I've got my little cart there with the bags in it. And I see the little glassed-in case area where the manager is. I just go lean over the thing and start videotaping it. I've got it on my little globalist tracker system known as an iPhone. I'm going back to the caller, but I want to finish the story. So then they're like, well, I guess we've got to refund the money. And I go, good. I'm gonna expose all this. And they go, no, fine. We'll just put on there that you refuse to do it. And it's this big, huge form all about me and addresses and registration and driver's license. I mean, this is a prison, folks. You can't even get a boat. It's not like I'm in Devil's Island or something, you know, in a French penal colony. And I left, and they came out to give me the kayak and forgot to give me the oar. I've got to go back in there. And they all shook my hand and said, we know what's coming. We know it's true. We're just trying to do our jobs. So they were totally different outside. We know the manager... The manager looked at me and he says, we know what's coming. We know you're right. And the guy that had kind of got in my space shook my hand. And I'm like, well, then why did you act like that in there? Because they were playing a role. Look, it's a kayak for a little kid. Okay, it's not an Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda works for the bankers. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. I apologize. I'm going to skip this break so I can finish callers. I apologize. I'm out of control today. Let's go ahead and finish up. Who was I talking to? Alan in New Hampshire. Okay, so you brought up two good points. Big victory with the artificial toxic pink slime. Please continue.
Yeah, roger that. And I'm going to go ahead and say that my opinion on this bully epidemic is a lot to do with the victim disarmament and people not, you're not allowed. What happened to the days when you could take your son who's being bullied out and teach him some boxing and then have him go defend himself? That I think is part of the reason why it's becoming such an epidemic and there is such a huge problem. There's a no tolerance with fighting. I grew up, I was bullied until I started fighting back. And then you know what? I was no longer bullied.
Me too. I think the best thing ever happened to me was being bullied. Because my dad said, well, you better fight them harder. And by the end of it now, I'm not afraid of people.
And I post a ton of stuff on Facebook regarding government tyranny. I just recently posted some stuff about H.R. 345 where they're trying to make protesting a felony. And I've noticed that they're all just a bunch of zombies on Facebook where they just want to relay these silly pictures and nobody wants to read anything of worth. And it disgusts me. To change the subject real quick, I was getting my hair cut the other day, and I started talking to my barber about the NDAA and GMOs in the food, and he was really interested because he has an 11-month-old, and I started telling him about all the corn syrup and the formulas and stuff like that. And then the other barber comes in and tells him, don't listen to this guy. He's a conspiracy theorist. So that's how I knew I was over the mark and hitting.
Well, exactly. Imagine the average, and we've done a review is why we know. We've brought him in and showed him here on air. I forget the name of the show, but I should do it again with Mike Adams. And we were showing the three major brands are all over 75% corn syrup and sugar. They're all right at 50. Well, they're either 49 or 55, if memory serves, corn syrup. Then there's corn syrup. So it's high fructose, corn syrup, rice sugar. It'll just have all these sugars, 70%+ sugar. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had pediatricians on who've broken the matrix. They say maybe 20% of a formula should be sugar. The point is that we are killing our children. You lovingly try to warn somebody, and you're the bad man. You know what? Again, that barber made that joke. He thinks it's cute. I'd have been, listen, I don't appreciate you being condescending, buddy. And well, actually, at first, I probably would have been. You know what? Corn syrup's really hurting people, and America's waking up. And then if the guy smart-mouthed again, I'd say, listen, it's not a joke, okay? We're really hurting our children here with this corn syrup. And if the guy bucked up, I'd say, well, actually, I wouldn't say that. But the point is that I'm done with these people, okay? Because we're informed doesn't mean we're bad. It doesn't mean we're scum. And I'm sick of people that think it's virtuous to be ignorant. I appreciate your call. Calls like that just get my blood up. And I'm telling you, I don't need to fill out 2 pages of paperwork to get a kayak. I don't need to register it because the police want it registered. What am I going to do? fill it full of, you know, corn syrup and put it into the dam. I mean, I'm just sick of it. This idea that there's terrorists everywhere. Oh, they're terrorists. Another 50-plus heads got found on the U.S.-Mexico border. People are getting stabbed and murdered and shot all over the place, and the police aren't showing up to help them because they're too busy writing tickets under orders. All over England, and I'm not bashing Eastern Europeans. They come from rough places, crime-riddled. They are stabbing and killing people in England, and no one's defending them, and the police can't ever find out who did it. And they won't. I mean, again, this is serious business. I don't know how these calls make me so angry. I try not to get angry, ladies and gentlemen, because it just drains my energy. It's so stupid that they won't let kids defend themselves everywhere. Of course, that's why bullying's exploding. That was my point about England. Of course it is. Let me tell you something. As soon as I started fighting back, even though the guys were 2 or 3, 4 years older than me, you know, who'd flunked grade after grade, should have been sophomores in high school, you know, in 7th grade with mustaches. As soon as I started fighting back, they moved on to somebody else because even though they could at first still whoop me, it wasn't fun. And again, that's who the tyrants are looking for, is people they can push around. That's what the TSA is. All of this is bullying. This isn't America. People are like, come on, buddy, go along with it. Now, there's the new American flag. Can we come up with the one with the guy groping the other person? Wow, when did that? That is really nice. Good. There you go. There's the new American flag. The people are offended by that. I mean, that's what the TSA does. So, land of the groped, home of the slave. I'm going to shut up here. I rant so much. I don't even go to calls. I don't even cover half the news. I don't even plug products I'm supposed to be able to fund this place. I just sit here and rant endlessly. Dean in Alaska. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Dean, Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I can, your lordship.
It's good to talk to you, Alex Jones from Alaska. Standing here with a couple Striker Brigade guys just fresh back from Afghanistan. Having a good day at the lake. I had a question for Joel Wallach. My daughter says the B vitamins make her cry and she won't take them. What's up with that? She says her naturopath doctor claims that the high level of B vitamins are bad for her.
Well, I mean, even mainstream media, which makes me question it, is saying B vitamins and essential fatty acids are awesome. I mean, they're awesome. But I guess it might make somebody more emotional to have their full brain capacity. But I mean, I'm telling you, I'll have to ask him that. I've never heard anybody say B vitamins are bad. I mean, I don't know how to respond to that. She says she has a naturopath doctor telling her B vitamins are bad.
Right, he's telling her if she's short on them and she takes them, then she'll have a reaction that's bad.
Well, I'll tell you, that's probably true. The first time I took a wheatgrass shot, it made me sick because I just wasn't used to that level of vitamins and folic acid. And then the next few times it got better and better, and now if I'm ever at the store where they have them, I get them and it doesn't make me feel ill. So, yeah, I mean, I guess she could have a response to that. I'm not Dr. Wallach, but I'll have to ask him next time he's on. Are those guys happy to be home from Afghanistan?
Yeah, they're happy. They're here with their boys fishing and having a good day.
That's what I thought. I heard some kids in the background.
Yeah, they just got back from multiple deployments, you know.
Do those guys think Mercury's good for their children?
Well, I handed them one of your cards, and I just drifted offshore in the wind here, so I'm just... They're losing hearing from the speakerphone, but didn't have a chance to bug them too much on this day they're trying to have off. I didn't want to stress them.
No, I hear you. You could have asked them about opium production.
Having the other guys said that that's all they're doing over there.
Is lovingly cultivating the poppies. So when your teenager gets caught using it that they bought from the local government person, they can go to a slave camp?
Yeah, opium and marijuana production is the name of the game there in Africa.
Oh, they do grow marijuana. Well, Europe wants it. But if they catch you with it, you're going to jail. And again, the average cop pulls you over, wants to search your car. I'm like, I don't use your products. I mean, you know, do you think I'm the Easter Bunny here, pal? Nightly news coming up 7 o'clock.